The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on work release this morning. She's on a continuing story that's happening right now on assignment. 7:05 in the morning here on the 16th of March. News top of the hour is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning, Alex.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I like that hat.
Yeah. Nice hat. I wear it a lot.
Does it keep you out of trouble or get you in trouble?
Well,
it's
you know,
a KCNR. It's a KCNR hat.
When I don't have
our logo on it,
time to put product in my hair. You know, it's a good cover. I like it.
Or take a shower.
It looks good.
It does. It does. We should. You know what? We should put that on our website to sell.
We should.
In case you want to, if you want a KCNR baseball hat, it's blue. With the logo in the front, white logo with our call signs. I wonder if anybody'd want those. Besides
yeah.
us.
Yeah, call us or send us a text.
Yeah,
or
send us a
email.
Email to alex
at kcnr1460.com.
There you go. What else is going on?
National Day. Let's see. It is National Freedom of Information Day. And National Everything You Do Is Right Day.
Okay, say that again.
National Freedom of Information Day and National Everything You Do Is Right Day.
Okay, when I hear that, I think of the movie Purge. You know, hey. In case you haven't heard of the movie Purge, Purge is a fantasy set in the future where for 12 hours or 24?
24.
24 hours. Nothing you do is illegal.
Yeah.
And so, of course, people are out on the streets shooting each other. I mean, it's not the small things like breaking into banks and stealing all their money and all that kind of stuff. No, it's into shootings. But everything you do is right day.
Yeah, I don't know who came up with that one.
I know. To me, it's purge. It means, that means if I go over and I just take...
If I vandalize your car, that's right.
Yeah, I vandalize your car. I take something out of your store, and they say you can't do that. Well, I'm sorry, but everything I do is right today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Moving right along.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was good. Linda and I remained married after, as I was telling you this morning. See, you know, as you all know the story, old Dina got an abscess in her hoof. Well, the first bandage was put on by our shoer. The second one was on by the vet, but it was our turn to do the third one.
Right.
And we got, getting the one the vet put on because it, you know, you're taping it in there and you use duct tape as the cushion to kind of hold everything together. And I don't know where they got this duct tape, but it was like cutting through iron. And so I'm on the ground in front of her, and Linda's, you know, holding Odina. And the horse was perfect. The horse had been perfect through this whole thing. Just stands there, doesn't pull away. And she just stood there and just would look down occasionally to see what the craziness I was trying to cut away. Cut away all the bandages and everything, and then, you know, lifting her foot up and cutting some more and then pulling it off. Yeah, everything was fine. Then we put one back on with the duct tape. And I might have done one of these 40 years ago. So, but between us, we got it back on, and that was Saturday, and Sunday it was still on her. Which was truly the test was, you know, did she walk into her stall and the thing just fall off? You know, it's kind of those things you hear this little poof, you know, and then the whole bandage falls off.
Oh, God.
No, but it was still on her.
Way to go.
Well, it was a team effort. What can I say?
Yeah. Yesterday I had dinner with, I go to dinner every Sunday night with friends, and we eat at their house. And one of the things we do is we go around the table. What exciting thing happened to you this week? And so the wife that hosts was sitting right next to me, and she's a midwife. So she got a call at like 12:30 in the morning one day this week. And they said, the baby's coming, the baby's coming. So she races over to the house. The baby arrives 5 minutes before she gets there. And so she helps with the wrap-up and all that stuff. Then she gets a text, another baby's arriving. So she races over to the other house, and that baby's delivered a few minutes before she gets there. And
is she starting to see maybe a trend in this?
I guess. I don't know.
Does she still get paid if she, if the baby comes but she isn't there?
I think she gets paid because, you know, there's placenta and all that stuff. Yeah. But I couldn't help myself. I was a Guinness stout and half a glass of wine in, and I just looked at her. She was sitting right next to me, and I said, yeah, that happened to me once. And then I couldn't help myself. I said, so you had a midwife crisis, huh? Anyway.
That was cute.
St. Patrick's Day meal.
Speaking of which, that is tomorrow, St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. I don't have any green, so I just won't leave the house.
Well, today, sunny with a high near 92. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 90. Wednesday, 90. Thursday, 91. Friday, 93. Saturday, it's cooling off. It's 86. And Sunday, 83. And the lows at night are all going to be like 58, 59, 57. So it's going to be a warm week this week, my friends. It might be time to start turning on the sprinkler systems. 92, 90, 90, 91, 93. Before it starts cooling off on next Saturday.
That means it's going to be a hot summer, right?
It usually isn't this warm this early, but yeah, this could mean we're going to have a sweltery summer.
Yeah.
And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business, started about 30 years ago, provide outstanding customer service. They have discounts for seniors. They have discounts for veterans. They've got other payment plans. They are locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. That's Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And let me see. I went to the Simpson University's Veterans Success Center gala.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And the guy we had on, Chad Williams, that was speaking Friday, was a speaker. And he really is outstanding. And he's talking about being able to set goals in that aim small, miss small. And it was just a very, very uplifting, positive, speech presentation with some good takeaways and all that. And I couldn't help but think that this is probably wrong. I mean, even though he was there to speak at this audience, and it was very, very well received. The audience he ought to be talking to is our high school.
Oh yeah, kids. For sure.
And how getting a goal and sticking to it.
Yeah.
Like he, out of 173 individuals, sailors that started in his SEAL class, 13 graduated.
Wow.
And he was one of them. And he talked about the man that was his mentor. And had gotten him ready for it. And the last time he talked to it, he says, "You're going to make it. You're going to be a SEAL." And then was killed.
Wow.
A month later.
Wow.
Over in Iraq. And under very tragic circumstances. But that talk he gave is something that you could just see it at high school, at the high school level, about you can do these things. You can be something. You can, positive thought, movement, and setting goals, which he didn't have any of. Mm. And until he decided he wanted to go in the Navy and be a SEAL. And the story is very, very interesting. Anyway, I talked to him afterwards, and you were there being the producer. He said, I thought we had from eight to nine. And I said, well, yeah, it could have, but they told me it was 8 to 8:30. Mm. And he goes, I hadn't wrapped up my story yet. And I said, well, you can come back on again. He says, I want to. And he gave me his cell phone number, which I think we have already, but he gave it to me. But it's worth, I think, listening to the rest of that story. So we'll have him on again.
Yeah, he was really good.
Yeah, and he's a very religious man. And he did speak to high schools or, you know, kids, and he also had a teen ministry. So,
wow.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, it's Monday, the 16th of March, and it's time for us to take a break, and she's not on today. She is on.
No, Anne-Marie is not on today.
Anne-Marie is not on today, so we'll come right back with some, if you didn't watch the Academy Awards, it's okay. I'll catch you up on it in the next segment. We'll be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go. And come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Marie Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott, streaming live at kcnrradio.com. That's right. Go to that, kcnrradio.com, and it takes you right to our webpage, our homepage, and you can listen to a stream. Just push the button there. You can see all of our programs, all of our archives for our local programs, and all of our advertisers. Just click on the advertiser. It takes you to their homepage, too. For more information, that's kcnrradio.com. Stellar Charter School on East Bonneview Road is holding a No Electives Literacy Night on Thursday, March 19th at 4:30. The event is designed to help families interact around literacy, learn strategies for reading at home, and participate in engaging activities. And that's going to be March 19th at the Stellar Charter School. Empty Bowls, Good News Rescue Mission, is having their fundraiser. It's going to be Monday, March 30th from 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Or it's 11:30 a.m. and 12:30 p.m., an hour each time. And for $25, you get soup, bread, and a handmade ceramic bowl. Local chefs are preparing handcrafted soups. Bakeries are providing the fresh bread. And artists and students of all ages creating a hand-painted ceramic bowl. So, it costs $25. It's nothing. Linda and I are going to go to the 11:30 seating. Yeah.
Nice.
And, well, you know, we've gone before and come home with really cool bowls, too. All right. And that's to raise funds for Good News Rescue Mission. Okay.
Hey, you know, we had Marty Mosley on last week talking about AI. Did you see this story about Major League Baseball using robot umpires?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, the Major League Baseball will implement a challenge system for balls and strikes in the 2026 season after they tested these during minor league games and training.
They're not robots. They're that. Is it a robot, or is it that strike zone that's put up?
It says robots here, so I'll see if I can find a picture.
They've got the strike zone already, when you're watching it on TV. So I don't know how they do it in real life. So that'd be interesting, and you can see where that ball is.
Yeah,
and so having a robot there, I mean, what fun is that?
I don't know. I guess
as they go.
I guess if the pitcher hits the umpire, it's not going to hurt anymore.
I need more information about that.
Okay, I'll send you a link.
The Academy Awards, for those of you that watch the Academy Awards and include me in that group. But you're kind of interested to see what happens. I can hear Linda and her giggling last night. Okay, it starts off, the best supporting actress was Amy Madigan for the film Weapons. The best animated feature was K-pop Demon Hunters, which is like swept the world.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think they also won, well, I'm not sure. But best costume design was Frankenstein. Best makeup and hairstyling was Frankenstein. Best casting. This is the first time they've had an Academy Award for casting. Yeah. Well, you probably watch this because you're really into films and making films.
I just looked up the winners. That's
okay.
All.
Yeah, it's one battle after another, which was nominated for many Academy Awards, and I can't tell you what it's about. It's something about...
I know it's Paul Thomas Anderson directed.
Yeah,
but
it's something about former, you know, revolutionaries.
Yeah.
Back, you know, from the 60s, and then somehow one of their kids gets involved in something. Anyway, let me see. Best supporting actor was Sean Penn from One Battle After Another. He didn't show up.
Yeah.
It's surprising if he did show up. Best adapted screenplay was One Battle After Another. Paul Thomas Anderson. Best original screenplay was Sinners. Did you see that movie?
I've seen part of it. I need to finish it.
If you have a chance, my friends, we watched this, and you're not sure. You know, it's set back in it was right after World War II, back in Louisiana or Alabama someplace, but it turns out to be not just a period piece, but a fantasy horror type
thing.
Yeah, it's
a vampire movie.
Yeah, it's a vampire movie. Ends up. I didn't know that. See, I started watching and I turned it off. Then I came back and watched it. And then I sat down and watched it. And it's a real good movie.
Yeah.
Best production design, Frankenstein. Best visual effects, Avatar. And let's see. Best original score was from Sinners. Wow. Best sound, F1.
That was a good movie. I haven't seen that movie.
That's a good movie. It's auto recent. Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
That's good. Best film editing, One Battle After Another. Best cinematography, Sinners. Best original song, Golden, from K-pop, Demon Hunters. One. And let me see what else here. Okay, best director, Paul Thomas Anderson, One Battle After Another. Best actor was Michael B. Jordan for Sinners. Best actress was Jessie Buckley for Hamnet. Hamnet is a story about Shakespeare and his wife and their child.
Yeah.
Hamnet, who dies early, which led him to writing Hamlet.
Mm-hmm.
And best picture, One Battle After Another. So there. I just saved you 3.5 hours of watching people come up and
say some.
I didn't watch it. So
stuff.
I'm sure that there was. I imagine some of them thanked the people that got them there, thanked their parents and their families and all that, which I love to hear. Thank their, you know, the people they worked with
mm-hmm.
on the film. And I'm sure there were others up there that just couldn't wait to say nasty things.
Yeah.
And which is why it drops every year. The people watching it drops every year.
Yeah.
I think people just, these celebrities, and they are celebrities. And they're actors and great actors. But frankly, I don't want to hear
how they vote or
I don't want to hear what they think about things. You know, do what you're paid to do.
Yeah.
Entertain me, come up, get your little statue.
Yeah.
Thank everybody and get off the stage.
Yeah.
As Mickey, as what's his name? Jervis?
Ricky Gervais.
Oh, Ricky Gervais. But he said more than once.
Oh, God.
Nobody cares what you think. Just come up on the stage, get your little award, say thank you, and get off the stage.
Yeah.
That's it.
That was a great riff.
Oh, my gosh.
That was Golden Globe Awards.
Yeah. Oh, my God, the things he was saying to everybody about their, here's your 30 seconds of fame.
Yeah, the only time an award show banter. I mean, it was
brutal. Yeah. It was brutal, and yet the people that weren't there so much appreciated it.
Yeah,
you know, the people that watch movies,
it was spot on,
and the people that were there felt very uncomfortable because they knew it was true.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry. Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store running, has a fantastic selection of jewelry, very fair prices, everything you can imagine. It's the only place Linda and I go to shop for jewelry because it always has what we're looking for, and it's always at a fair price. And being the only full-service jewelry store in Redding, they've got the only watch repairmen, stone cutters, jewelry designers, all in-house. And, you know, Four Winds Jewelry's been around like 30 years, and it's locally owned, locally operated, and won Best in the North State 4 years in a row. And it says something, too, about the quality of service and the quality of merchandise they have. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And we'll be right back.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With their slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Don't pour your love out on me, baby.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebaum. 7:33 in the morning here on the 16th of March. About 61 degrees out there, which makes sense because it's going to be 91 today.
Yeah.
You know.
Wow.
Woo. It's getting to that point, my friends, that don't leave your kids or your dogs in the back seat.
Yeah.
It's 90 degrees. It's going to be 120 inside the car
if
it's locked up. So be careful out there.
Turn on the swamp cooler.
Swamp cooler. Okay. Hey, the CEOs of the nation's top airline companies, including America, Delta, Southwest, and JetBlue, are imploring Congress to restore funding to the Department of Homeland Security and embrace a bipartisan solution to pay federal aviation workers, including airport security officers, during this partial government shutdown. Now, one of the senators, Democrat senators, flipped her vote. And when you think about it, they've had, we've had four terrorist incidents in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Including the attack on the Jewish temple. The guy going into Texas and shooting people with I Belong to Allah.
Yeah.
And the latest one where that one guy goes into Old Dominion University, kills the instructor.
Yeah.
And then his life, how did they put it? Gosh, it was really cool.
It was ended,
it said, yeah, and his life ended.
Yeah.
It didn't say he was killed. It said, and
he expired.
His expiration date came due by the students that jumped him.
Yeah.
And I understand there was a knife and well, this is Old Dominion University, first of all. I
right.
Mean, you're down south.
Yeah.
And if you're not carrying a knife, I mean, the girls carry knives.
Yeah.
But they swarmed this guy and killed him. And to keep him from shooting anybody else. I mean, he already shot the instructor. And then I think two others were injured.
Yeah.
So how can you not fund the Department of Homeland Security in four attacks in 2 weeks? Excuse me?
Yeah, no kidding.
And so she saw the light and switched her vote and then gets castigated by her governor. How dare you? How dare you? Because, as she rightly put it, and I'm sure all of our listeners know this because they're very bright people, ICE was already funded. They're pissed off about ICE. Oh, we've got to do this. ICE is fully funded for 3 years.
Yeah.
It's the Department of Homeland Security that you're hurting. It's the Sky Marshals. It's the TSA guys and girls at the gates. It's those things that you're hurting. And then also, who knows what other type of funding's being held up. Anyway, four attacks.
She must have a child in college or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, come on. I mean, this is fund the Department of Homeland Security and go back after ICE in a different way.
Yeah.
Which you, now does ICE need to be come under the same laws as everybody else? Yeah. I mean, you got to have accountability and all this. The idea of them having body cameras, why not? You know, police have them.
Yeah.
And they found that having the body cameras helps the police many more times than it would harm them.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's ridiculous. And let's see. In Iran, Trump's asking for help in the Strait of Hormuz, saying, hey, we need to escort every one of these ships through, and it's time for you guys to stand up. So,
right.
I imagine we'll see, hopefully we'll see, British and French, and who knows? Who else got ships?
It'll be interesting to see who shows up.
Yeah. Well, you know, the people we lost in the, it's an interesting point. People we lost on that KC-130 tanker.
Yeah.
That was, what they were doing is they were refueling jets, and something catastrophic happened, and we lost those six people. Which, if you take a look at them, look at the photos, you talk about a diverse America. There it is.
Yeah.
There's your military.
Yep.
Diverse America in there. Different ethnic groups, men, women, the whole thing, all highly trained professionals. And so whatever happened, I'm sure eventually we'll find out. However, it wasn't shot down. It was some catastrophic happened up there. If we had had the landing privileges on the British base,
yeah,
we wouldn't have had to, they wouldn't have had to refuel. So Britain, you know, immediately opens up all of their airfields so that we can come in, land, refuel, and get off. They're not rearming or anything. They're just letting our planes come in. And I'm not sure about Spain. Spain is not allowing us to use any of their bases, which is interesting because I landed in Spain coming back from Iraq one time.
Okay.
And spent my whole evening in the plane, around the plane.
Oh, God, that sounds fun.
Looking out into the bright lights of, wherever we were, Barcelona or someplace. And then we took off the next morning. So I don't know. They were denying us air privileges also there. And I don't understand that. But, hey, it's their country. So I know this sun is killing you right now, but I can't get up and move.
No, that's okay.
Until we take the break.
It's not killing me yet.
Our windshield, our window on the world is perfect until this time of the year. And when the sun comes up, it bakes you in here.
Yeah,
and it blinds you, and you can't see anybody in the production room. You could have been gone for 5 minutes. That's why I keep talking to you to make sure you're still there.
So I'm responding. Yeah, when it gets over to the door, that's when it shines in my face.
Oh, yeah, on the other side.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is, okay, so where are we at there? Talked about that. You know, okay, and what we just talked about, Trump's administration is talking about that they have agreed to form a naval coalition to get our people through, get the boats through the Strait of Hormuz. Now, Iran's saying that they're going to make sure that gas, that oil prices is $200 a gallon, which not going to happen.
No.
But it's going up. The I got diesel in my truck yesterday for my truck. $5.67 a gallon.
Yeah, I know. Even the cheap
$5.67.
Even the cheap place on Pine is like $5.84.
Yeah. You know, here's my thing on this is, hey, you've got to look at, this is short-term pain. And I say short-term, it could be a couple months. It's short-term pain. But if this is successful, it's going to change the strategy in the world. And it's going to make the United States and its allies, makes the world safer. I truly believe that. I truly believe if the Iranians got their hands on the bomb, that it would have been used at some time.
Yeah.
The threat of it would have made it, you know, almost impossible for the other Middle Eastern nations to disagree with them. So I think that this effort, it's going to make us uncomfortable. And it's going to make us uncomfortable for several months. But my friends, you got to look at the end result here. Did you want the Iranians to have a nuclear weapon? No. So you try to take the head of it off. So the next guy coming up is probably just as bad. So he is being targeted. Nobody's seen him, by the way. So they're saying, we think he's alive. You know, he's made statements.
Maybe
he's alive. But if they can end the terror, the worldwide sponsor of terror, just think of the impact that's going to have on Hamas, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, the impact it's going to have on the world.
Yeah.
And this is why. Now, when we come back from this break, I'm going to talk about Cuba. What's going on in Cuba? There's been a lot of, all of a sudden, some stuff starting to happen in Cuba.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that as soon as we get back.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight to the annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its start, the Reading Rancheria Community Fund has granted over $4.6 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated the amazing organizations that we've been able to help with a special surprise bonus award of $10,000 being given out. It is with your help that we will be able to continue the amazing cycle of giving. The annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
So what trends do you anticipate will shape the real estate market in 2026 based on what you've seen in late 2025? And how should buyers and sellers adjust their strategies accordingly?
Well, that's an excellent question, Sean. And I think what most experts are saying right now is that the first half of this year will probably be very similar to last year in terms of sales volume and performance. The difference and the separation might be in the second half of the year, where we might see sales volumes actually increasing over last year as lower interest rates and perhaps some momentum in the economy starts to kick in. And if you want to check the value of your home instantly, just go to readinghomes.com. It's right there on the front page for you.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Go online to readinghomes.com. That's Reading, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make your own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients.
Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight to the annual Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its start, the Redding Rancheria Community Fund has granted over $4.6 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated the amazing organizations that we've been able to help with a special surprise bonus award of $10,000 being given out. It is with your help that we will be able to continue the amazing cycle of giving. The annual Redding Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Welcome back. 3-5 Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 16th of March, 7:45 in the morning, 63 degrees, going up to 91. This portion of the show brought to you by Jeff Wurst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. I call him the Windshield Whisperer. He's been to all the schools, and now he's got not only that behind him, but he's got close to 30 years of experience on fixing windshields. So, he doesn't do it on the side of the road. He takes it into a climate-controlled area, fixes your windshield, whether it's a chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length. No, not 8 feet in length, 2 feet in length. And then he guarantees his work. He puts a special mixture on it and guarantees it for the life of the windshield. If you're not sure, should I get that fixed? It's just a little, what's that? Bring it down, bring your vehicle, car, truck, SUV, or RV down to 3208 South Market Street and have Jeff look at it. It's a free inspection and analysis by a master windshield repair specialist. You can give them a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today, or when it works on your schedule. Locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Protest again. We're over there in the Middle East. Everything's kind of like, poof. Protests against Cuba's communist regime have escalated significantly as demonstrators have reportedly stormed and set fire to a Communist Party headquarters in Morón, Cuba. They got imagery of it going up and all that. Widespread protests against the communist Caribbean government began 1 week ago as fuel shortages and blackouts left countless Cuban citizens without power. Activists set fires in the street, banged pots and pans in protest of the policies of Miguel Díaz-Canel, the country's president. President Trump said that next on the list after operations remove leadership from adversarial countries like Venezuela and Iran, Cuba has responded positively, though, to the pressure and acknowledged that they have entered into talks with Senator Marco Rubio and the American government. Now, it's more than just the fuel. It's food shortages.
Yeah.
It's electric shortages. It's medical shortages. I mean, it's all of these things. And once Venezuela got taken down, which is part of the strategic plan, I assume Trump has, because this seems like the way it's working. He's cut off oil to China and Cuba. He's cut off, and then with Iran, a lot of their oil has been cut back going to China.
Yeah.
And if the regime change in Iran happens, which probably will, may not be as easy. It'll be messy, but it probably will happen. China's in, I think it gets like 20% of its oil or 8% of its oil from
Iran.
It's significant. But Cuba got most all of its oil from Venezuela. It was so bad, a few weeks ago we announced that airlines were not flying into Cuba because they couldn't refuel. So they were taking off that. And let's face it, tourism is probably the biggest money maker, one of the biggest money makers they have in Cuba. And here it is. Since Castro took over, what, 59?
Yeah, something like
something
that.
Something like that. We, through all of these different generations of presidents, we haven't been able to make a dent in it. And as somebody pointed out, that this opening and them receiving our government in a positive light, how good would that be for the Cuban people and,
oh, yeah,
and for America? It's 90 miles off the coast of Florida,
yep.
Cuba is. At one point, it was a destination place for people to go down and visit and you know, vacation. And people I know have been to Cuba say the people are just incredible. But the country itself is just collapsing on itself. They're still driving the 1950s cars, making their own parts,
yeah,
and all this. Part of that is, I'm sure, it's for touristy stuff. But
yeah,
having the machinery to do things like the sugar cane and exports or anything like this, they're in deep
cigars.
Cigars is another big thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I don't know if you can buy, I still don't think you can buy Cuban cigars.
Someone actually brought me one once from Canada.
Yeah, yeah, you can get them from Canada and bring them across. You can get them if you're visiting other countries. You can buy Havana, or Cuban cigars. However, I hope that this is handled in such a way that, you know, and it's not going to happen overnight, just like anything else, but that they start making those steps forward, they actually have free elections, then the United States can help them rebuild.
Well, the good thing is they're setting the groundwork, the foundation for these things to happen.
They just released 51 prisoners, Cuba did, and Marco Rubio engaged with senior officials, Cuban officials.
What did Trump say? He's going to put Marco Rubio in charge down there?
Well, Marco Rubio is going to be in charge of Venezuela. And Marco Rubio is doing, appears to be doing a very, very, very fine job.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, he surprised me.
Did he?
Well, I mean.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't know whether to trust him or not, but he's doing a good job.
Okay. I think he is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And.
Not that it mattered if I trusted him or not, but
well,
you know,
he seems to be doing it. Okay, now if you remember over the last few weeks, there's been this kind of little brouhaha. Anderson, city councilman, wrote that he thought that the pilots undergoing training, or the students undergoing training at Yasco, was. You know, they're part of the Communist Party, and that we're training them for this. And of course, Yasco pushed back and saying, "Hey, you can't just say that." And you know, he can't use his social media for that. And so the Anderson board met and said, "You know, you can't use the city council or the government social media for saying these things." He said, "I was saying it on my own." I mean, it's been roused, you know, it's been going on. Well, Senator Jim Banks is sounding the alarm regarding Chinese nationals training in the United States to become pilots.
Wow, yeah.
Boom, that hits.
I saw a dozen of them week in Costco.
Yeah, a fact that was first revealed in a book, The Invisible Coup or something like that. Each Chinese citizen trained at an American flight school helps break through China's pilot bottleneck because of their borders and where they can fly. They can only train like 1,200 a year. They need something like 4,000. So where are they going to train the other ones? Well, how about the United States? Many of these students will go on to civilian and not military careers. The Chinese Communist Party, through its military-civil fusion strategy, has foreclosed our ability to view this training with the benefit as to a doubt. So they can then take pilots that may be training for civilian jobs, but then transition them quickly over to that. So the people's, the investigative journalist that wrote this thing, they need 5,000 pilots, just like I said, and for both military and civilian, and they can only train about 1,200 of them. So they've found the U.S. will train as many as they can send over. The U.S. has at least 16 flight schools operating out of taxpayer-funded airports are training Chinese cadets. sometimes without disclosing their foreign military ties. They do so by sending future military pilots to U.S. posing as civilians to learn how to fly. And this is what the guy from Anderson was talking about. And Iosco pushed back, saying, hey, you don't know that. Well, if they're coming from China, they've got a relationship to the government, no matter how you look at it, to get over here. They're either going to fly for the Chinese airlines or for their military. And this is the press secretary for the Department of War said it's unacceptable America is training Chinese pilots. So, and as Senator Banks concluded his letter, therefore I respectfully request that the TSA update the flight training security program to preclude individuals from foreign adversary nations such as China from attending flight training schools in the U.S. You must ensure the American flight training program serves American interests and not Xi Jinping's dreams.
Yeah.
So.
Let's hope that happens.
Well, you know, this is interesting because many of the students from at Iosco, from just photos, you know, that I've seen, are Asian. It doesn't mean they're all Chinese.
Right.
I mean, they could be from other countries. And, but it's, you know, it's, at one time, and I'm not saying it's the same thing at all. Okay. There's no asterisks here. I'm not saying it's the same thing. Okay, my friends. But when we taught the terrorist for 9/11 how to fly,
yeah,
and one of them actually said, I don't need to know how to land it, that should have been like a, you know,
red flag
someplace, somebody, which, by the way, was reported. It just never got up the chain. But so training pilots from adversary nations, do we do that? Should we do that? I mean, it's a great question. However, my thought on that is, has anybody ever done a follow-up to see where they go to?
Yeah, that's true.
You know, okay, you've trained pilots A, B, and C from, and D, and E, and F, and G from China. Has anybody followed them after they went back home to see what they were doing?
Probably not.
Not necessarily meaning you're going to get the truth, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, but you could say, yeah, I'm flying for Air China or China Air, whatever it's called. Yeah, so they're going into that, you know, that pipeline or someplace else.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Or what's the vetting process to let them in the school?
Well, I'm sure there is. But it's questionable.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I saw it coming on, I thought, you know, when I saw him saying that, I thought, I see the point he's making. However, it's... is it as serious as that? And then to see the last, you know, these articles come back afterwards, they have nothing to do with what he said.
Right.
Except perhaps he read the book about this.
Well,
and says, hey, we've got one right here in town.
They've been kicking them out of universities, too, from those positions because they are spying.
True.
So
okay. Is, I just, you know, it's funny, you know, what was it Marx said? Americans will sell you the rope to hang them with.
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, if you didn't get a chance to go to the Reading Home and Garden Show, you missed out. The event featured 160 vendors from across the region and new products, everything. Home and Garden Show. I mean, that's, I always say about this time of the year, I'm going to plant tomatoes in those pots.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got it all figured out where they're going to be. I'm running, you know, I've got watering, you know, ability out there to run some, you know, run some drizzlers on them and all this. At this time of the year, every year, I have yet to have a tomato.
You better get it done soon.
I am. Because my father-in-law, who's putting me to shame, my 95-year-old father-in-law, he's out there digging his garden up and all this kind of stuff, and he grows, you know. So he's raising them, and when I go down there, there'll be little tomato plants there that he will give to me. And this year, I may actually grow some tomatoes and bring them in. All right. Hey, when we come back, we've got Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect with us. And we'll be right back.
What have you done today to make you feel proud? It's never too late to try. What have you done? news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. President Trump may postpone his long-anticipated trip to China later this month.
President looks forward to visiting China. The dates may be moved. As Commander-in-Chief, it's his number one priority right now to ensure the continued success of this operation, Epic Fury. So we'll keep you posted on the dates as soon as we can.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt. Israel is reporting damage in central areas after Iran launched more missiles today. Iranian drones also caused flight disruptions at Dubai International Airport. On the war front, Admiral Brad Cooper, who commands U.S. Central Command, says the military is focused on Iran's threats to freighters carrying oil and natural gas in and around the Strait of Hormuz.
Through a combination of air, land, and maritime capabilities, we have successfully destroyed over 100 Iranian naval vessels, and we aren't done. We will continue to rapidly deplete Iran's ability to threaten freedom of navigation in and around the Strait of Hormuz.
The closure of that strait has triggered higher energy prices. AAA says today's national average for gasoline is $3.71 a gallon. Lots of extreme weather hitting the U.S., says National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Hurley.
There are about 7.8 million people under a blizzard warning. We have another 217,000 under winter storm warnings. There's high wind warnings affecting 7 million people. There is a tornado watch affecting 5.5 million. Severe thunderstorm watch is affecting 6.5 million.
Airline CEOs are urging Congress to reach a solution so transportation workers can get paid. The Department of Homeland Security has had no funding now for 1 month. Stocks are trading in positive territory in early trading today, up more than 1%. The NASDAQ ahead by 280. More at townhall.com.
Health insurance rates are surging in America, leaving millions without affordable options. If you're sick of having paychecks eaten up by healthcare costs or dealing with mega corporations, then listen to this. Christians don't need to waste money on a broken system. That's why I want to tell you about Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's an alternative to traditional health insurance at half the cost. With CHM, fellow believers contribute monthly to help pay each other's medical bills. There's no enrollment period, so you can join anytime. And you aren't restricted to provider networks, so you choose the doctors and hospitals you want. It's that simple. CHM is not insurance. It's a ministry that puts faith into action. Feel the difference of financial support and biblical care from fellow believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
We're learning more about the six U.S. service members who died in last week's air crash over Iraq. Here's correspondent Julie Walker.
The U.S. military identifying the six service members who died last week when their refueling plane crashed in western Iraq. They were tied to the National Guard and Air Force units in Alabama, Florida, and Ohio. Sergeant Ashley Pruitt from Kentucky was a mom of two. Major Alex Klinner from Alabama had seven-month-old twins and a two-year-old. Captain Ariana Savino was a pilot from Washington State. Captain Seth Koval was from Indiana. Captain Curtis Danks and Sergeant Tyler Simmons were both from Ohio. U.S. Central Command has said the crash happened while in friendly airspace. The other plane landed safely. An investigation is underway. I'm Julie Walker.
Wall Street again, the Dow ahead by 465 points. That's an increase of 1%. News and analysis, townhall.com. The United States has made an historic shift in its trade dynamics.
America is importing more goods from Taiwan than from China for the first time in decades. This change is primarily attributed to the implementation of tariffs and a substantial surge in demand for technology products, particularly those related to artificial intelligence.
That's correspondent Ron Taylor reporting. A former Colorado funeral home owner faces 20 years in prison after giving families fake ashes. She helped her ex-husband hide nearly 200 decomposing bodies. Carrie Halford is asking for leniency when she is sentenced later in the day. The WNBA's commissioner says progress is being made toward getting a new collective bargaining agreement. The two sides met for another marathon negotiating session yesterday. It didn't end until about 3 o'clock this morning, and more talks are scheduled for later today. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning, work release, whatever you want to call it. Here on the 16th of March, 8:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Alex is here, and it's...
Good morning.
Anything you do today is right day.
Everything you do is right day.
See, if that's the case, you know, we've gone through this. It sounds like that movie Purge, where you do anything you want for 24 hours, you know, no matter what it is. And so if everything you do is right today, I'd like to know what that reasoning is behind this day. And that's okay. So what was the other one?
Freedom of Information Day.
Okay. Yep. Well, we're all for that.
Yeah.
And today's weather, it's going to be up to 92 today, my friends. And, yeah, get ready. Because tomorrow's going to be 90, Wednesday 90, Thursday 91, Friday 93. Then it starts cooling off, and Saturday down to 86, and Sunday down to 83. But it's going to be in the low to mid-90s this week, starting with today, and the lows at night around 58. So at least it's cool, still cooling off at night. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned business out of Anderson, been in the business close to 30 years. Chuck and Judy Kenny started this close to 30 years ago, Shasta Gas Propane, and the third generation of Kennys are now working in the business. They provide outstanding customer support, discounts for seniors and veterans, and many other things they do for our community. Hiring veterans, helping 501s, everything at Shasta Gas Propane does. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business, and you can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I am here today with Marilyn Trockett, close, and just blanked.
Marge Beck.
Of course, Marge Beck. Is she turned on? Okay.
They are turned on. I don't know what's going on here.
Okay, turn her up a little bit. She's got a get a little bit closer. Okay. Yeah. And they're here from Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect.
Good morning.
Susan had an accident the other day. She's recovering, I hope.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
She's probably listening. Hi, Susan. So we're going to talk about healthcare and the
healthcare access.
Healthcare access. And we may talk a little bit about things that are going on in Africa with child brides, because Marilyn spends a lot of time in Africa helping people. I wouldn't do that.
You have done that.
I have done that, but I was also there with about, let me see, I think it was close to 18,000 other Marines in that one country. I've been in other countries with smaller groups, but it is, you know, the bravest people, I think, and I may have talked about this before, bravest people I ever met were NGOs in Somalia. Mm. A husband-wife team were in this little village in Somalia while all this was going on. They had guards, but they were never sure the guards were not going to turn on them. I mean, it was happening all over the place, whoever had the most money or something. They'd be laying on the floor at night, gunfire's going over their heads. And, you know, I rolled in there with my crew, and I was talking to them, and I said, "Do you want to come out with us?" "No, we have people we're helping here," and it was medical and other stuff. Mm. And we so much wanted to leave people there, but that was not, because that wasn't our mission right then. But the word went out, and I think there may have been Marine stationed or not, or deployed, you know, close to them, but maybe not. And the funny thing is, I ran into them again in Croatia.
Oh my goodness!
And I looked down and I said, "I know you," and we started talking. And I said, "That was you," and this was years later. Years later, and not a lot of years later. It's probably 8 or 9 years later. And they said, yeah, that had been tough. They didn't know day to day if they were going to be alive. And so after they did that tour, they got a nice tour and they went to Croatia. And Croatia was a great place then. So it was, they were safe.
And people might not know what an NGO is. It's a non-governmental organization. Oh, yeah. It's just a shorthand word for a charitable organization.
It's a charitable.
Or a non-profit.
Yeah, it could be Red Cross. It could be. Yeah. No, I never even found out which one they were. Uh-huh. I just saw them there. Anyway, okay, so health access.
Yeah, I have asked you if we could talk about health access because
sure.
That's something I'm working on with my nonprofit, One Future at a Time, and I work in Uganda, South Africa, Rwanda, and Liberia, and it's a huge issue, but it's also a huge issue here, which is why I invited Marge Beck to come join us and talk more about health access issues in our local area.
Let's talk about that then.
Yeah, you may recall recently, I think it was in June, that our health director, Dr. Mu, asked the Board of Supervisors to declare an emergency because of our low percentage of primary care providers in mm-hmm. our area. And that hasn't changed. I mean, we are very, very short of primary care providers. I happen to serve on the board of Shasta Community Health Center.
Yes.
And we are always recruiting. We're delighted at the moment. We've been doing pretty well, bringing in new doctors. Plus, we have an exchange program with Mexico. We're bringing in, I think it's 3 new Mexican doctors to serve with us for a limited period of time, but mm-hmm. it'll be training for them as well as giving us more access for our patients. So that's really valuable.
How are they screened before they come here? Obviously, they have to meet certain requirements.
Yeah, and I don't know the specifics on that. I mm-hmm. know that we are, you're not picking them up off the street, obviously, but we are.
You made it across the border. You're now Dr.
Yeah, we get them right out when they crawl under. No, these guys are in training in school in Mexico.
So this would be like a residency kind
very
of?
Very much like that,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then,
that's
frankly, we're hoping, under the cover, that they would relocate. You know, that's what we do with our training program at the
Now, that is a group of people that I would think would be on the fast track.
You would think.
Well, and that's a totally different thing.
Yeah.
We might be surprised how much we all agree the immigration system is terribly broken. But, see, when you've got people like, with doctors, we have many doctors right here in Reading that are from other countries.
Yeah,
that have come through correctly through the pipeline, and they're here.
But now they want $100,000 for them to have that visa.
And I saw that.
That's going to be problematic for a lot of these people.
Not if a community wants a doctor bad enough, they'll come up with it.
Yeah, it's tricky.
Even though that I think, I don't know if they're talking about doctors so much as they are the technical ones, the ones who are working in the IT industry and all that. But to me, it seems like, and I agree, I know it's hard to believe we all agree in here, but I think to bringing doctors in should be at a level that, if they have to pay some kind of funding or something, it's got to be reasonable.
Yeah, and that's, for a lot of countries and a lot of individuals is pretty onerous in terms of that expense.
You think we'd be paying them to come if we have such a shortage?
Well, and in our community, I had one client that brought in a husband-wife couple to recruit them in their practice. This was, several years ago.
Sure.
And yay, we brought them in, they got them in, everything was great. They didn't stay. They didn't stay here in Shasta County. They went somewhere else. So we were a stepping stone. So that makes that investment kind of challenging.
Well, if you can get them to sign the contracts for 5 years and, stay here 5 years, we're going to pay that amount, you're going to get a bonus.
Yeah.
All that kind of stuff, because people are paying bonuses for this.
Yeah, just where does the money come from?
Well, I think they can be worked out. But yeah. But they've got to stay here at least 5 years. And if they leave before that, then they've got to pay that back.
Well, so. And we're hoping, you know, the same thing with our residency program. We hope very much to entice our students to want to stay because this area has a lot to offer. You know, I jokingly talk about that we have property in Hawaii and San Diego and multiple places. I still choose to live here, and mm-hmm. I love this place, and we have a lot to offer. We have a wonderful community, you know, as Marilyn demonstrates, we have, you know, people that are very committed to multiple organizations, very sure. service-oriented. You know, where else do you have an area like this that has 6 Rotary clubs? In a population of this, you know, this size.
In a city, and a county that's not rich, it is the third most giving city in America,
I'm always delighted by that. And yet we have, you know, one of the highest premature death rates. Our medical care is, you know, lacking is the least thing that you can say. We have, our lifestyle is not the greatest, you know, we mm-hmm. If there's some really serious health issues that need to be resolved, and one of the ways to do that is to have good primary care. So that's what we and Chester Regional and Mercy are all doing, is trying desperately to recruit people, and we hope that that's where our community steps up and welcome them regardless of their ethnic background.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that when we get back. We have to take a break. Sure. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, the only hospital in the North State providing the Watchman, a one-time minimally invasive heart procedure for people with atrial fibrillation who need an alternative to blood thinners. This is it's about the size of a quarter. You don't have to open up your chest or anything. It goes into that chamber in your heart that makes sure it empties. And it takes people off blood thinners. It's only being done over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Over 150,000 people have left blood thinners behind with Watchman. Go to ShastaRegional.com and click on Watchman and learn about it. Because I know of two people right here that have gone to the Watchman and they get off blood thinners. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. And we'll be right back with Marge Beck and Marilyn Crockett.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22 12 6 42.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
Thank you.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oliva Melano Maduro. From the verdant fields of Jalapa, Nicaragua, comes an epic 95-rated cigar, wrapped in a Maduro leaf from San Andres. Expect notes of espresso, anise, and walnut liqueur. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio at Carl and about today, the 16th of March. Are we getting ready for St. Patty's Day tomorrow? Yes.
You have to watch The Quiet Man.
Oh, we always do.
We do.
One of my favorite movies. Yeah, it's time for me to go out and buy two, not a six-pack, but two Guinness stouts. Yeah,
I had one last night.
Yeah, because about two is about all I can handle. 8:22 in the morning here, and I'm here with Marilyn Troggett and Marge Beck, and we're talking about health access and for our community. And as Marge pointed out, that we have a shortage of GPs, internal medicine doctors, that, and Dr. Move said it was one short of saying we've got a disaster here.
Close. I don't remember the exact what his quote was, but it's pretty close.
Yeah, we're at a spot where we've got a real shortage, but it hasn't reached the spot where it's like, stand by, because things are going to go to hell.
There are some specialties that don't have anyone here, like rheumatology. The rheumatologists have either left or retired. I think neurology is hard to find.
It's tricky. We have a couple, but not enough.
There's
hard to get an appointment.
A gentleman we know that's a nurse that works in certain types of surgeries in the spine, and he has to travel to Sacramento because there's none here. And he used to work out of hospitals here. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, and when you do have a primary care physician, one piece of advice I can give people is make sure that you stay in touch, because right now, if you want to become a patient, you fill out an application. You don't just show up. And they require that you at least come once a year so that you've got an established relationship.
Yeah.
And you need to respect those appointments, and you need to show up. Because you could lose your primary care doctor pretty quickly if you're not careful.
Yeah, I mean, I'm blessed. I go to the VA, and I see him twice a year, and at least twice. Yeah, twice a year I go in there for a physical.
Mm-hmm.
We talked a little bit about it during the break, was Rain Rancheria and their clinics. They're seeing thousands of people that are in the partnership health plan. They don't have to pay. They don't have co-pays. And I think they pay $5 for a prescription, but it's what the prescriptions the doctors say. It's not a generic brand or another brand. You know, if it costs X amount of dollars, it's still going to cost the patient $5. Now, other people, if you're not in the partnership health plan, don't have that kind of attention, as you were just saying.
Well, yeah, and remember, Partnership Health Plan is our local Medi-Cal provider,
and
they do an excellent job. Most of our patients at Shasta Community Health Center are insured by Partnership Health and Medi-Cal. Yeah. We have some private pay, and then, you know, it's a sliding scale because we're a federally qualified health center, so that our mission is to serve the underserved.
Yeah.
When we were speaking to recruiting earlier, one of the things that Dr. Nelson, our chief medical officer, has done in conjunction with our tremendous administration department, has created a special recruiting department, and as you spoke to earlier, nurturing those physicians while they're here and their families to make sure that they are integrated into our community. Because what holds you here, and what I spoke to earlier about myself, what holds me here is relationships. And relationships are what will hold our physicians here, and certainly respect for them as physicians and nurse practitioners and all the levels of care we need. Because right now, they used to be called mid-levels, but now our nurse practitioners are an important and integral part of the system and very qualified and give tremendous care. So we want to make sure that we nurture that. Because I hate to see stats where I see that, you know, we have overall death rate of 60% higher than the rest of the state.
And
those kinds of
things. What?
In Shasta County.
Just a death rate?
Yeah, and our children under 18, our death rates, premature death rates, I mean, obviously everyone's going to die, but our premature death rates are significantly higher than the rest of the state.
Why
the
is
country.
That?
Well, I think there's a couple of things, at least according to the reports, but access to care is one. We have a pretty high poverty rate here, so that's another. We have older people that are not getting the care they need. Mental health access is tremendously hard to come by here. And our suicide rate is really high, and that's because
I'm
of
sure
that lack of mental
people
health.
People are self-medicating on drugs. I'm sure drugs plays a big part on here.
It
you
does.
See 13-year-old die of a fentanyl overdose. And,
and firearm accidents are pretty high here, so... It's interesting to see.
I haven't seen it, but possibly could be too.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is we've got higher poverty, our ACEs scores are higher than other places in the state and all this. But a lot of this has to do with rural, if you look at a comparable, they're almost all rural areas where it's difficult to find doctors.
Yeah, to Marilyn's point, access is a real problem.
Access. Yeah. Well, Marilyn, the idea then is, you know, how to, one, it's not just recruiting them, because we recruit 54 a year, you know, residents. The question is, how do we keep them? If we could keep 40% each graduating class, we wouldn't have a problem in 3 years.
Well, you had talked very clearly about things that we could do as a community to welcome people and encourage them to stay here by being part of the community, by giving away things that really don't cost anything to give away, like two tickets to Colt 45s or two symphony tickets or participation in various, you know,
well,
rodeo
you
or whatever.
They give them tickets to the rodeo, baseball games, plays, Axiom and Cascade, anything that's going on. Everybody, that's your way of donating. I'm going to give 10 tickets to or 20 tickets.
I think when
Little
Bay gives our residents membership,
for
our family membership.
Yeah.
I think when people come here, they see the beautiful outdoors, the opportunities of outdoors, but not everybody does outdoor stuff. And they think, well, there's nothing else. Until you find out there's a lot.
Oh, yeah.
A lot. I mean, if you're into music, there's tons of music. I'm in a band, for heaven's
everywhere.
Sake. Everywhere. You know? I mean, there's so many opportunities for art. There's a huge art community. There's this community, everything from line dancing and hula to writers' forums. And, I mean, just anything you can think of, it's available here, but it's not well known. And so I think if in recruiting efforts, if those kinds of things become known and opportunities to engage in those things might really make people feel more connected or give them the opportunity to feel more connected.
And I think if they say they're going to stay, then we make it easier for them to start to practice.
Well, yeah, and more and more group practices.
Yeah.
Solo practitioners are kind of on their way out. That's not going to happen.
Well, the government's made it so hard for them.
Mm-hmm.
Having both my brothers were individual practitioners, and one of them was spending every Sunday all day long keeping the forms right and all this.
Yeah, paperwork.
And then now you were seeing concierge.
Yeah, that's
positions.
An interesting concept.
Well, I can tell you that the best money I'm spending is so that Linda can see the doctor she used to see who went into the concierge, and she can see him and be able to call him and all that.
Yeah.
Not everybody can afford it. It's not a lot of money, but still it's more than people can probably afford.
Yeah.
Or something like that, but at least you get to see a physician.
Yeah, and you have 24-hour access, frankly.
Yeah,
I mean, that's pretty amazing.
It is amazing.
And I think if you're in the hospital, you can still see that physician in the hospital instead of being transferred to a hospitalist.
I don't know. A hospitalist, I've just started hearing that word in the last, three or four or five years.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, no.
It's just that some people feel more comfortable seeing their regular doctor,
sure,
whether they're in the hospital or in the doctor's office.
Yeah, a hospitalist is somebody that works in the hospital.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a doctor, yeah.
But the challenge there, at least in my experience, has been continuity. Because that guy may be on for 2 days, but you're in the hospital for 5 days. And it's sort of like the game of telephone. Maybe all the records are there, but by the time everyone's up to date on you, they're... shift is over, and that's really challenging. You know, I don't like that part of it, but nobody asked me before they did.
Well, you know what? They should, Marge. Okay, hey, yeah, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, yes, I know. It's my barbershop. Found them in 07 when I moved here, never left. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. It's the old kind. You know, like dinosaur heads on the wall, and jackalopes, and American flag, and all those things. It's a great barbershop.
Do you get good gossip?
Well, you know, believe it or not, if you go in there early, because everybody's talking, and you hear some things, you know, now and then. But if you're busy and you're saying, gosh, I just don't have time to wait, that's great, because you can make appointments at Cypress Square Barbershop. You can call them at 530-244-9478, which I prefer, or you can use Booksy. And you go into Booksy, and you can look out the whole year, find the day and the time that works for you. You fill it out. Make sure you get the right barbershop. And they confirm it, and then Booksy sends you an email that day to remind you. I like talking because I think we've become too automated in our lives. Anyway, Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. It's a great place. And we'll be right back.
Listen to the music, how it makes you feel good when you feel it. Give me a sign. I sing or dance along, you get the feeling real good, and we'll all be feeling fine. La 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 la, la 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 la.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas Dean Mangleston, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, the salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanComp.com.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at O2ES.com.
Welcome back. The Cotton Eye Joe. You know what? We were talking the other day about country western. Because we're pursuing a night of country western dancing. Here, we're going to find a place. They have yet to call me back, so I'm going to pursue them mightily.
Man.
This week. I'm calling them 3 or 4 times.
Don't you miss the old Oak Grove?
That was before my time.
Really? Oh, yeah. Gosh. That was fun.
I've only been here for like 18 years. Yeah, I'm still a kid here. I'm not even, you know, I'm visiting. I'm visiting Redding. Anyway, hey, I am welcome back to Free Fire Radio here. 8:37 in the morning on the 16th of March, streaming live at kcnrradio.com. And here with Marilyn Troggett and Marge Beck, we're talking access to healthcare. And as Dr. Moo pointed out, we haven't reached the bottom rung yet, but it's time to raise the alarm about having enough doctors here. And I'm going to throw it out, and we talked a little bit about it, and this is what I really like about guests. You know, I really don't know enough to really discuss something. You know, you've heard of it. And I appreciate that, as opposed to us just making grandiose statements that could be or could not be true. But One Safe Place was pushing the mental health facility, $200 million facility. It got pushback from the board of supervisors and Health and Human Services, who then changed her opinion on it, saying, no, this is something we need. She didn't have enough information when it first came out. It was our request, after all this work, was turned down by the state. That would have been a $200 million facility paid for by the state through all these funds, and we could have built, a multi-bed facility, inpatients and everything. So we didn't get it this year. I don't know if they do this every year, and I would hope our community got behind it, because mental health care is very, very it leads to so many of the other things that impact on our community, the early crime, homelessness, all of this.
Was it the grant that was denied?
The grant was denied.
Be just an area with even greater need than ours. I don't know for sure.
Well, it could be. There could be a variety of reasons. I'm not blaming it on the Board of Supervisors, but, you know, it started off a little hinky over there. But, yes, you know, it could be that. Shasta County, you're holding your own up there. We've got to send this up to whoever else, someplace else. But,
you know, one thing we didn't really talk about, and I'd just like to throw this out because it's one of my favorite topics, and I forgot to mention at the break, but is the cost of health care in this country. And one of the, you know, we're up now to almost 18% of GDP is spent in health care. And one of the stats that I found really interesting, our total per capita spending in the U.S. is over $12,000, just over $12,000.
On what?
On healthcare, in a generic sense. Whereas
per capita, meaning per person.
Per person. Yeah. Per individual person. And with, you know, almost 300 million people.
Is that
including babies? Yeah. Okay. 300 million people. It's, you know, that's a lot. And we look at that compared to our peer nations, and we are, you know, well over 50% higher. And yet, if you look at the stats, our infant mortality rates are abysmal. Our maternal death rate is abysmal, and so what we're paying for and what we're getting are not necessarily in sync. And that's something that, you know, it's going to take great. Well, I have my solutions, but we have, you know, greater minds than mine are going to solve that. But it's a real problem in this country.
Well, part of it, you know, when you start talking infant mortality, you start it's people count it differently too. You know that.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's
where we count when it's I mean, a child dies and we count that. It doesn't. It's not counted like that in other countries. You know, it's for whatever reason, and. The fact that our prescription costs so much. Now, I haven't figured out yet why insulin costs so much, but I think they've dropped the price here in America on insulin.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's $32 now, where it used to be.
Well, that's your copay. That's not the cost.
Well, that's not the cost. But
and the cost of the drug, is the cost of all these things goes towards our overall cost of medical care. So what we pay and what the costs are not necessarily the same.
And the funny thing about this, if you look at how much doctors are getting paid, their pay is going down. It's not like they're getting paid, it's going up. If you look at, you know, I can get Doug McConnell in here and he'll give you ad nauseum amount of statistics. But the same things that they got paid, you know, 15 years ago, they're getting paid the same.
Mm-hmm.
And so where's the money going?
Well, and at least the primary care physicians are making more than they were years ago. You know, the disparity between levels of practitioners and their compensation
That may have been Medicare that they're talking about. That, you know, on the outside, if it's not government, that it may be going up as it should.
Yeah, but I mean, you look at what, you know, a surgeon gets paid versus a primary care physician, and, you know, we as a society reward the technical and not necessarily the cognitive skills that a primary care physician has to demonstrate. We don't reward that in the same way we reward somebody that's cutting you up. So it's an interesting.
Well, and I'll tell you something else. Talking to a doctor, or not a doctor, but, you know, somebody in charge of hospitals, is the bureaucracy, where instead of getting one phone call that allows you to do the procedure, it's four phone calls, and even then, at the end of it, they may, or you can have part of it. I mean, but it takes a week to do it, and you got to do the procedure then. They only pay them a part of it. And in some cases, don't pay. And, you know, trying to wait you out. But
I was in the insurance business for 45 years.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
We were basically, on so many levels, a conduit for the money, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this is sacrilegious to say, probably, because I was in the industry. But, you know, what the value, perceived value that we were providing was obviously the risk part of it, but theoretically the management of care and all that business. And I always wondered, you know, how much of this, I mean, fee for service doesn't make sense to me regardless in the medical community. I like a managed care, like Partnership Health. They do a fantastic job in managing care. And But I always thought, what exactly do we provide as an industry, you know, other than a conduit for the money, really?
Well, here's the thing. In 2020, Americans paid $1,055 per person on health care governance and administration, compared to other countries spending $193 per person in other wealthy nations. So we're talking about the administration of this, and Randall Hempling was in here when he was running, and you know this,
yeah,
March, because you're probably on that, that they got their payments
1%.
Down to, was it 1% or 4%?
So.
It was either 1 or 4%. Literally putting billions of dollars back into health care, and when we're saying their overhead between 1 and 4%. Putting literally billions back into the partnership health plan for up here as compared to other places that were taking 15%.
Well, and that's managed care. That's what I was talking about earlier. This fee-for-service business is long gone. We're about one of the few places that still has it. But managing that care and managing the dollars that are spent in one central location is the goal of, you know, you may not like this, but universal health care. The idea is to have...
But universal health care ended up costing us money, too, because of all the supplemental things that were put in. And it sunsetted, as we know, what, last year? It was, you know, and they're trying to redo, trying to make some kind of new health care plan. It's beyond me right now.
I've been waiting for that for, what, 16 years?
Well, yeah, but even the okay. That's a totally different thing, because we can get into
it.
No, because I know people think that now and then I drag my knuckles, but to me, this is the greatest country. Well, they do sometimes. Maybe sometimes I do on certain things. Don't get me started on the military and love the military. Yeah. This is the greatest country in the world. I mean, we've been, Maryland, you know this. This is with all of our foibles. You can't wait to get back to this country, at least me. And the thing about it is, we should be able to take care of our elderly and our babies. You know, we got to take a break. We'll let it go on that one. We'll be right back. Now I'm going to beat up Mary.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight to the annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its start, the Reading Rancheria Community Fund has granted over $4.6 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated the amazing organizations that we've been able to help, with a special surprise bonus award of $10,000 being given out. It is with your help that we will be able to continue the amazing cycle of giving. The annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com. Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at PremierOilChange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Charlou's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlou's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight to the annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its start, the Reading Rancheria Community Fund has granted over $4.6 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated the amazing organizations that we've been able to help with a special surprise bonus award of $10,000 being given out. It is with your help that we will be able to continue the amazing cycle of giving. The annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Night at the Roxbury. Never made it to the Academy Awards. So, hey, welcome back to our final segment here. 8:50 in the morning. Today it's going to be up to, let me look at that again because I'm hoping that I read that wrong the last time. But no, it says 92 today. It's going to be like this, my friends, through Saturday where it's going to drop down into the mid to high 80s Saturday and Sunday. But it's going to be in 90s all through the week. And the lows at night around 58, 59, something like that. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Marilyn Troggett and Marge Beck, and we're talking access to medical care. And, because I started, you know, when Marge said, you know, it costs this much per person. What was it? It was like
over 12,000.
Yeah, talking that blue thing. over 12,000 a year. $1,055 of that is just admin fees. And then Partnership Health Plan up here showed how you could take that overhead and drop it from 15% to between 1 and 4%, literally putting billions back into medical care. So the overhead is billions of dollars.
Yeah, and you're looking at, well, I think we figured that was something like 8% of our total expenses admin.
Yeah, it was so, admin. And so, you know, that's just the average. I mean, there's probably states where you're paying a lot more. Anyway, okay. Marilyn.
Yes.
You are over in, and you spend a lot of time in Africa.
When I'm not there, I'm on the computer with them. So,
God bless you.
I work.
And what do you do there?
Okay, my organization, One Future at a Time, we give people, amongst other things, access to health care as well as to education. And
is that from visiting doctors or is that from within the country?
It's both. Okay, we worked with, in Liberia, we just finished a project where we worked with an organization called Children's Surgeries International, and they send teams of doctors to various third world countries that included Liberia, and I have a couple of volunteers, I call them my deputy angels over there, who found no less than 18 kids with a particular birth defect that 10 of them got operated on. So my organization paid for them to get to the hospital, and then the other organization paid for them and did the surgeries. So I work with other organizations for the larger expenses like that. Otherwise, we can pay, like, we just helped with two babies being born in Uganda by C-section, two high-risk pregnancies. So my organization was able to, you know, help with that. So, but access to health care, in certain countries like Liberia and Uganda, if you do not have money, you do not get care. One of my friends over there, her last born, she's one of the ones who had a baby the other day, she was in the hospital and after a cesarean section, and there was a woman in the next bed who couldn't pay her bill, so they took the bed away in the ward. They took the bed away and put her on a mattress on the floor, and the baby was crying, and the woman was not attending to her baby, and because she didn't pay the bill, the nurses weren't attending to her. And after enough time and all the other women in the ward were getting distressed, a nurse or somebody came and took the baby. And still nobody paid attention to the woman. Well, it turns out she had died.
and it traumatized everyone else in the ward there to find out there was a dead woman on the floor that nobody paid attention to or noticed that she had died for a ridiculous amount of time because she didn't have the money. And I've actually seen photos in other hospital situations with patients on the floor if they can't pay. And at some point, they will hold you hostage. If you don't pay the bill, they don't discharge you. Now, I can't imagine how somebody couldn't just get up and walk out. But then they could never be admitted again if they didn't clear the bill. There's also issues of having to bribe for medications. I mean, that's absurd. So there's no cushion in some of these countries like we have here with partnership or Medicaid or Medi-Cal or Medicare. So when we talk access, there's a much higher, I couldn't give you statistics, but much higher death rate in countries where there's no cushion like that. Now, in a country like South Africa, they have private health care, which is top-notch. I was actually in the hospital in critical care for 4 days in 2010. It was the same hospital Nelson Mandela was in, and they saved my life. I had gotten a pulmonary embolism from 16 hours on an airplane getting there, and my care was great. But other people, if they don't have, and my insurance paid for the whole thing, by the way, but if you don't have money, there are government hospitals, but the care is so terrible, so subpar, that it's like halfway between nothing and okay. You know, you may or may not get good care, and I've seen it go both ways. But I know somebody who's on her way to the hospital this morning, and she didn't want to go to the government hospital because the if you go in through emergency room, they leave you there. She said, I would die in the emergency room waiting. So she went to a doctor who would then give her a referral to a different hospital that she could get in, which is a better quality hospital. So, you know, access in different places in the world is just a whole different story than it is here. And it's hard here. It's one of the things that makes you grateful for being here.
Well, that is, see, that's one reason, because nobody gets turned away from emergency rooms that I've heard of.
No, in fact, it's illegal. But the problem is we're, emergency rooms are required to take them regardless of their ability to pay, which then causes cost shifting to the rest of us.
That's right.
You know, we're not going to let them die in the street, but we're not going to pay for it either. So it gets a little tricky.
It does. And when I look at this, since, you know, you brought this up, so I started looking at it. And your numbers were right on, 18% of GDP, exceeding other high-income nations. But it comes down to high cost of health care. Is a result of historical policy choices, a complex multi-payer system, high prices for services and drugs, administrative overhead, and demographic pressures. That's what it is
old folks. And then, you know, I mean, you look in Mississippi where it's terribly poor, and that's probably our worst state. You know, that's, you've got really high costs because people are unhealthy and,
but yet Mississippi has just become one of the most educated. Their education system is ones that other states are looking at on what they've done. And look that up. Their school systems and how they've achieved, how they've grown, which may be an answer for the future when it comes to medical care too.
Hopefully.
Marilyn and Marge, thanks so much for coming in today.
It's time already.
It's
time goes
time.
So fast.
Okay,
you've got
30 or 40 seconds apiece. Go on.
Me. Oh, 30 or 40 seconds.
Okay, you get a whole minute.
Okay, then I'd love to come back and talk about forced child marriage. That was the other thing I wanted to talk about.
Yeah, now, a lot of people think, oh, it's horrible. But you said, okay, just the thing you said is sometimes it has to do with medical care.
it's a risk when you have a 13-year-old become pregnant. That's a health risk for a child. For sure.
Oh, well, but forced child marriages.
Yeah, that's a cultural issue, and we're trying to...
When you say cultural, do you mean cultural by a religion? Or
no.
Cultural by...
Cultural, like if you don't have enough money and it costs money to support your girl child, you sell the girl into a marriage and get a few cows or some money in exchange for that, and you get rid of the economic burden. Now, our project is to give girls and young women, well, even boys, an opportunity to earn money with their own businesses. And I don't have time to get into all of that. But if they help the family economically, then there's no need to sell your daughter into a marriage.
Okay.
This is in Uganda. But California has child marriages. There's no lower age limit for legal marriage in California if you have consent.
Come on.
If you have consent and a court order to allow it. I just looked it up.
You can marry your 12-year-old daughter off?
Technically, you could. And
Marge is over there with her mouth open like, yeah, what?
There's seven states that allow that still, which is 43 states that don't. But there's an effort to try to keep 18 as the legal marriage age.
Sure. Well, thank you so much for being here. We got to run. And thanks for joining us today. A list of guests all week long is on our Facebook page at kcnrradio.com. So have a great day. It's going to be 92 today, so take care. Don't leave things in the backseat. And God bless America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.